Es khazar ze khinesh ba khres shlag mit Yehuda mesach das Seite daf khof zayn. Zogt mir Shmuel said a person should rather marry a woman who is widely rumored to have been mezana rather than marry the daughter of such a woman. The reason is that the first woman does not come from questionable yichus, at worst she's a zayin who is mutter married to Klal Yisrael, whereas the second woman has questionable yichus. Her mother may have been mezana as a married woman or with an erva. Rabbi Yechanan said, no, a person should rather marry the daughter of such a woman and not the woman herself who is rumored to be mezana. Why? Because the daughter has the chazaka of kashrus, because we say that the roiv be'ilis of a woman are with her husband. And the daughter, therefore, has a chazaka of kashrus, whereas the woman does not have a chazaka of kashrus, because if she's mezana, she'll become asur to her husband, and because she is rumored to have done so, we have to be afraid that she'll become asur to her husband. If you go ahead and marry her, you'll become asur to her. Frekma Braisa says that a man may marry a woman who is rumored to be mezana. This contradicts Rabbi Yochanan. Clearly, the Braisa can't be understood as stated, because it's not to suggest that a man should go lechatchila and marry such a woman. Therefore, we have to change the Braisa to read, if a man marries such a woman, he may remain married to her. Once we have to change the Braisa, we should also change to say that not if he marries the woman, but if he marries the daughter of such a woman, he may remain married to her rather than the woman herself. Gemara paskins that a person should rather marry the daughter of such a woman rather than the woman herself, because of Tachlif of Eretz Yisrael, the name of Ravot said, the children of a woman who is mezana are mutter to marry to Klal Yisrael, since most of her bias are with her husband. Shekmar Ramam asked, what if she's rumored to be extremely involved in Zanus? Would the children still be mutter to marry to Klal Yisrael? According to the view that a woman only conceives near the time of her period, so the children would definitely be usher, because the husband doesn't know when the period is actually going to come, and therefore he can't be more careful at that time to make sure she's not mezana. The question is more according to the view that a woman conceives near the time that she goes to the mikveh. Do we say that since that time is known, the husband can be more careful during that time to make sure she doesn't go and be mezana with other people, and therefore they can say the child is still from him or not? Take kublap the shayla. The Mishnah then said, "Ve'elu shebezna v'chula." Brisa says the pasuk uses a double verbiage of ish ish to teach that the wife of a deaf mute, a shaita or a shamum, which is an insane person, a man who has traveled overseas, or a man who was in prison, may be warned by bezna not to seclude herself with a particular man, and the warning makes her lose her ksuba. We would think that the warning can even make her drink the waters as well. The pasuk therefore says the hevi ha ish es ishtai, which teaches only the husband can bring the saita to drink. Rabbi Yossi says that Bezin's warning can serve as the basis for the saita to drink when the husband is freed from prison and then brings her himself. What's machloek between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi? The Rabbanan said that the pasuk of ikine vehevi, which teaches that the one who gave the warning has to be the one to bring it to drink, and therefore the husband can't bring it to drink based on the warning of Bezin. Rabbi Yossi does not agree with this requirement. A brisa says the pasuk of asher tiste isha tachas isha makes a hekesh from the husband to the wife and vice versa. With regard to what Allah has said, Rav Sheisha said, just as if he were blind, the laws of sight would not apply based on the pasuk of Minela Me'ene Isha, so too, if she was blind, the laws of sight would not apply. Rav Ashi said, that it's just as if she were lame or missing a hand, she would not drink, because based on the pasuk of Vehemit HaKoyenes HaIsha, she can't be lame, and Venosan Al Kapel, she can't be missing an arm. So too, if he was lame or missing a hand, she would not drink. Ma'abar Rashi said, just as a mute woman does not drink the waters, based on the pasuk of Ve'omra HaIsha Amin, so too, if the husband is mute, the woman would not drink the Mei Soita Hadnalach Perek Arusa. Perek Hashem Shehamayim Perek Chamishi Zok the Heilige Mishnah B'Siyata D'Shmaya. Just as the waters check her, they also check him. Who is the him? We'll see in the Gemara. This is learned from the pasuk that says Uva'u and Uva'u. We'll see what that means also. Just as she becomes asur to the husband, she also becomes asur to the adulterer. Rabbi Kiva said this is based on the word V'Nitma'a, which could have been written as Nitma'a without the Vav. The extra Vav teaches she becomes asur to the Boyal as well. Rabbi Shua said that Zechariah ben Akatzav darshan the pasuk this way as well. However, Rebbe said that the source is a double mention of the word Nitma'a and Vinitma'a. Mishnah continues, on that day Rabbi Akiva darshan the pasuk that says the chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem el toichai kol asher betoichai yitma. It could have said kol asher betoichai tomei, but it says yitma. Means to make something else tamei, which teaches that an earthenware keli can make something tamei as a sheni, which then has the power to make something tamei as a shlishi. Rabbi Kiva holds even by chulin. Rabbi Yeshua said if only Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai could be alive to hear this drasha, because Rabbi Yochanan would say that the later generations will become so lenient regarding a shlishi latuma, since there's no source in the pasuk. And now his Talmud, Rabbi Akiva, actually dashed this from the pasuk and said that it actually applies even more than Shuma. He actually says it applies to Chulin as well. Mishnah continues, on that day, Rabbi Akiva dashed. One pasuk says that the cities of the Levium included a 2,000 amma perimeter around the city. Another pasuk says it was only 1,000 ammas. We have to explain this to mean that 1,000 ammas of open space was given to them, and the 2,000 ammas that were measured was actually for the sake of knowing the Tchum Shabbos. It has nothing to do with the cities of the Levium. Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yisrael, says no, 1,000 amas was open space, 2,000 amas refer to the measure of the fields and the vineyards that were given to them. Mishnah continues, on that day Rabbi Akiva dashed in the pasuk of Oz Yashir Moshe, and the pasuk continues by Yoimru Lamer. What's this word Lamer? It teaches that Klal Yisrael responded to Moshe Shira after each phrase, just like people say Halal. Rabbi Nechemya said They responded like people saying Shema, not like people saying Halal. Again, we'll see what this means in the Gemara. Mishnah continues and ends off, says, on that day, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanis darshan from Psukim that Eev served Hashem out of love, not fear of punishment. Rabbi Yeshua said, if only Rabbi Yechanan Zakkai could be alive to have heard this, because Rabbi Yechanan darshan from a Pasuk that Eev only served Hashem out of fear of punishment, not out of love. And now Rabbi Yechanan's Talmud darshan that Eev served Hashem out of love. Who is the him that the Mishnah says that the waters check him? Who is the him? It can't mean the husband, because what did he do wrong? Also, it can't mean that if the husband had beer with her after the seclusion, the waters would then check him as well, because in that case, the waters don't even check her based on the pasuk of Nika Ishmeyavain. Rather, the him must be referring to the adulterer. However, why doesn't the Mishnah use the term boil like it does later on instead of using the pronoun him? And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is referring to the adulterer. In the beginning of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah begins with the pronoun of her, it also uses the pronoun of him. Later in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah uses the term Baal, husband, it uses the term boil to refer to the adulterer.